want to thank y'all for tuning in to Run Up the Numbers.
Every Monday at 8 a.m. And if you miss us in the morning, you can catch the replay in the afternoon at 2 p.m. and again at 8. You can also check out the shows archived over at thenumbers.fm. And for you early risers, every Monday morning at 6 a.m. on 107.1 X-Ray FM.
Make sure you're following us on all social media because we out here. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, House Party, YouTube, Twitch, Black Planet. I know somebody said OnlyFans. Hey. We definitely on OnlyFans, B. MySpace, Tinder, catch us ticking on the talk, and Google Plus.
In this episode, we'll be putting you up on the first Oregonian with more contagious coronavirus strain working for the University of Portland. And the U.S. Capitol Police named Assistant Chief Uganda Pittman as Acting Chief.
Black Americans are receiving COVID vaccinations at dramatically lower rates than white Americans. And on Biden's Inauguration Day, Trump will see himself out.
But first, let's jump into FBI warns armed protests being planned at all 50 state capitals and in Washington, D.C. The FBI has received information indicating armed protests are being planned at all 50 state capitals and the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. in the days leading up to President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on January 20th. According to an internal bulletin obtained by CNN, the news comes as security measures are being stepped up ahead of Inauguration Day, with federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies preparing for the possibility of more violence after rioters stormed the U.S. Capitol last week, leaving 5 people dead, including the Capitol Police officer. Armed protests are being planned at all 50 state capitals from January 16th through at least January 20th, and at the U.S. Capitol from January 17th through January 20th, the FBI bulletin states. It also suggests there are threats of an uprising if Trump is removed via the 25th Amendment before Inauguration Day. On January 8th, the FBI received information on an identified group calling for others to join them in storming state, local, and federal government courthouses and administrative buildings in the event POTUS is removed as president prior to Inauguration Day. This identified group is also planning to storm government offices, including the District of Columbia and in every state, regardless of whether the state certified electoral votes for Biden or Trump on the 20th of January. The bulletin adds, the FBI is also tracking reports of various threats to harm President-elect Biden ahead of the presidential inauguration. The bulletin states, additional reports indicate threats against Vice President-elect Harris and Speaker Pelosi.
Yeah, they are super wildin'. Super. Did you hear about old boy? A couple of nights ago, he pulls up to one of the checkpoints. Well, first off, anyone that's not aware, like, the military is deep. They are deep in D.C. right now, surrounding the Capitol, just deep all over D.C. But some fool pulls up to one of the checkpoints with a loaded gun, high-capacity mag, 500 rounds of ammunition. The gun is loaded in D.C.
Oh.
The gun is loaded, and he pulls up to a checkpoint with a fake verification trying to make it through the checkpoint. So they pick up your boy, pick your mans up. Here's the best part. He bails out, right, and does an interview with one of the local news stations. And in the interview, he says, he was on his way to a security job and got lost. Sir, you had fake credentials you was trying to pass at a checkpoint.
And you know he held that out quick.
Bruh. So that was the first one. There was also another situation I think either happened earlier Sunday or Saturday.
Okay.
With the woman trying to do the exact same thing. Trying to make it through a checkpoint with fake credentials.
At all.
Here it is. Costs. Days ahead of the inauguration. So what's the game plan here?
Not being traded on.
Oh, you know what? You right.
You feel me?
You right.
No Michelin over here.
No.
You know, there's I feel like every I'm not going to say every. I'm lying. I feel like the threats of harming the president-elect, we saw this with Obama.
Oh, yeah.
Before, during. I'm sure there's a lot of afters. So that part of it, not saying don't take it serious, like I don't,
right.
But, you know, that just registers as that's what they do.
Yeah.
I do not doubt that this has been a week of organizing.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to, you know, see some acting out, some more LARPing coming into play.
Right.
Come this Wednesday, which I do want to highlight for the listeners of this show that the Unrefined Sophisticates will be doing some live streaming of the inauguration. Hey. So if you guys want
to. What time y'all doing that?
We're going to do that. What time does that open up? Because we're going to be running with it. I should have that right here written down, but I don't. But
cool. Cool. Everybody listening, just know, head to the Unrefined Sophisticates Instagram. Mm-hmm. You get all the information right there. They are going to be live broadcasting during the inauguration. This is going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to that.
I wish I knew how to tweet so I could live tweet. But
I wish I knew how to tweet.
I don't know how to Twitters.
I don't know how to tweet the Twitters.
That's the technology that <I'm, laughs>
But I mean, here's the thing, though. Like, once I saw the military response, right, mm-hmm. the first thing that came to my mind was like, they're not crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, there's too many guns out there mm-hmm. right now. There's no way they're still going to try it. Mm-hmm. But here it is, days before, way before, you're trying to get through a checkpoint.
I think sometimes we underestimate the survivalist mentality. Of these people, how long they've been preparing for the moment that we're seeming to be on the cusp of.
Right. Okay.
And I'm not taking it because I think there's a part of us that put in our head, right, when we think of military, you do very brave men, women. Who go out here, but there are also a lot of people who have never been, and I mean, I think the majority has never been in warfare or have bullets coming their way. Yes.
So this is their moment.
This is their moment, and there's also people on both sides that are not prepared for what would happen. So if there was some type of a clash, and let's just say this is World War Z level like stuff,
right,
and kicked off, there would be a lot of running from both sides, right? So it would even some of the playing fields, in my mind. And depending on the show of force that was to show up, and this is an extreme example, listeners, but I think that there are people who are really ready to risk it all. I hope that this doesn't come to fruition. I really do just hope that, you know, this is another moment of Reddit going wild. But yeah, we're here.
Yeah. Yeah, I would love for them to be discouraged because I don't see, especially from Trump, I don't see any leadership coming from the right that's going to help tamp this down if this goes crazy on Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Like, if anything, this is just going to make them more radical. And this creates a situation where you're going to have, you know, this type of scenario playing out in every state capital. Like,
that do not have these type of resources.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, moving forward, the country has to continue to function. So if it goes from, you know, targeting the Capitol to now we're going to target specific members of the House and different legislatures, like, around the country, like, anybody can get, like, that's just, and who can you actually rely on to really be like, all right, chill out, y'all. Look. The cat's out the bag at this point.
It's a lot,
D. Up next on Biden's inauguration day, Trump will see himself out. Finally. President Trump plans to leave the White House in Washington on inauguration day with a departure ceremony at Joint Base Andrews. A senior administration official said Saturday, speaking on condition of anonymity, because the announcement is not yet official. Trump, who has not congratulated President-elect Joe Biden for winning the election, nor conceded that his loss was legitimate, is the first president in modern history to skip the swearing-in of his successor. He had already announced on Twitter, just before he was banned from the platform, that he would not be going to Biden's inauguration. Biden said afterward that it's a good thing he's not showing up. Vice President Pence plans to attend. The Inauguration Day event at the U.S. Capitol is considered one of the abiding symbols of the peaceful transfer of power, with the outgoing president and other former living presidents sitting on the rostrum with the incoming administration. Normally, the outgoing president is then seen off by a successor taking a helicopter from the Capitol to the military base just outside Washington, D.C., which is home to Air Force One and other official government and military aircraft. Recent past presidents have made brief remarks to staff and supporters before flying out of town. Details of what Trump's departure ceremony will entail or what time it will take place were not immediately available. After the departure ceremony, Trump, who is president until noon Eastern on Wednesday, is expected to fly one last time on Air Force One to Palm Beach, Florida, where he plans to live at his Mar-a-Lago club.
In other news, first Oregonian with more contagious coronavirus strain worked for the University of Portland. Nah, I ain't gonna jump for it like that. We can see. It's this level of, you know, I can guarantee this, and this is with zero knowledge. I can guarantee he's never played an intramural sport. Guarantee. Guarantee.
Yes. Yeah, yes.
No chess club.
I think that's a safe assessment.
Safe. I feel.
Yeah.
Listeners, if fact check me.
Right.
But I'm willing to bet something pricey.
He might be all right at Connect Four. We don't know.
We don't know. You right. But this Banks, do your job. Do the job you guys are threatening to do.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll see.
I really need this impeachment to happen in the Senate, even after, his term is over. Because I was unaware of this the first time around. Like, this was always the case. I was just unaware of it.
Yeah.
And shame on me. But the impeachment and removal has some ramifications with regards to his ability to run again.
Yeah.
So we need to make sure that's not possible.
Yeah.
One. Two, we don't have to pay for a Secret Service detail for him. We need to, boom. He doesn't get his salary. Like, these are all the things.
Yeah. I feel like
make sure none of that's happening.
Why do I feel like that side would definitely start a GoFundMe to just pay for it out of pocket?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, they will take care of their boy.
Yeah, I feel like
they will definitely.
But at least
it's
not coming out of the taxes we pay.
Hello. That's where I'm at with it.
Talk about it.
Bruh. My guy said, I'm not showing up. Pence is showing up, though. Your vice president is showing up. And you're like, I'm cool. I'm cool.
There's nothing about it that's not, it's not surprising, right?
Right.
We understand what that was.
Right.
And there's plenty of people Pence showing up, regardless of how we feel about it, there's still this there's this level of decorum.
Right.
And I won't even say tradition, because I understand traditions can be
he respects no tradition.
Right.
This guy.
But there's nothing to expect, because we've seen time and time again, as people who are not, under this delusion, this isn't about us. It's about I. right? It's about right. me.
Yep. Yep.
That never plays out in terms of right. doing the things that would benefit the whole. So, but,
And with all of that being on, you know, full display, plain sight for anyone to see, he still has these supporters that feel like he's a man of the people. You know what? Y'all can have him. y'all can have him. Do whatever y'all want with him. Because he's not going to stop holding rallies.
Oh, no.
You know?
He's about to revel in that.
Oh, my God.
All right. This time for real.
Yes.
The first Oregonian with the more contagious coronavirus strain works for University of Portland. A UOP employee is the first Oregonian identified with the new, more contagious strain of the coronavirus that engulfed the UK. University officials announced Saturday. Full details are still emerging, but discovery of the more transmissible variant of the virus, known as B.1.1.7, troubled county and state public health officials who first announced the case Friday. Fewer than 100 infections from the strain have been identified in the United States, yet federal officials worry it could be the dominant form of the virus by March. Jeez. Although there is no evidence the strain first identified in the United Kingdom causes more severe health problems or is deadlier, it is thought to be more transmissible. That means it could infect more people and, ultimately, kill more Americans. Vaccines approved for the coronavirus are thought to work just as effectively against the new strain. The University of Portland employee had no known travel history before testing positive, suggesting the variant is already circulating in the metro area. I think that's almost definitive.
Exactly. No travel. And then he got it? He or she has it? What are we talking about? It's here. It's super here.
Can I tell you, and this is the living in this time that we live in, where the slightest nose tingle,
man,
weird cough, chest, anything.
Yeah. Yep.
So I swallowed water down the wrong, like, pipe, which I do however that often. Works. Yeah, however that right. works. and you know, you clear your throat, like, trying to get that up out of there. Sometimes you're lucky, you can feel that little dislodge happen of like, extra fluid. Now it's back. Spit it out.
Right.
Good to go.
Right, good to go.
Yeah, no, so I had that and it wasn't giving me the good to go. So I'm working on it. Then it kind of turned into a little and I found myself.
Did you double over? Did you?
No, I did. I did. I was in a public place.
Lord.
And the pure fight against my whatever is in your neck, whatever that would be described as trying to suppress. A cough.
Right.
Because I know, you know, what that means nowadays. It was a doozy.
People, yeah.
And people look at you in a way they don't care. There's one thing when you give a quick little, like, look over. People will turn their whole shoulders around.
And stare at you.
Stare at you if you do anything that, or have a body function that is a cough, is a clearing of a throat, right. too much.
Sneeze.
A sneeze especially. Right? They want to check, make sure that nose is up under there, which is a whole other conversation we can have about sneezing, like, in a mask. But I just, the amount of times I've been like, what is going on right now? Is this, could this?
Right.
And then, you know, 2 hours later, everything is good. And, you know, I've had my two tests so far, and everything's been good, luckily. But it's just everything where these used to be normal part. Allergies, like allergy season is about to kick in. I get allergies once every couple years. I don't get it consistently. But the way that it shows up is it's sneezing fits. Red eyes. Boy. I wake up in the morning. And look, this is the nuts thing. It's within the first 2 minutes of me being awake. It's a triple sneeze. Guaranteed.
Wow.
Triple sneeze. And then that's where, like, through the day, it's this, like, wanting to rub my nose off my mm-hmm. face. But mm-hmm. the sneezes kind of just go through. I mean, but it's a fit. It's always in threes.
So you might as well be walking around with a semi. With a semi-auto.
Look.
You sneezing.
They're
like,
going to be less. People would be less surprised at me letting off rounds in the middle of the mall.
Yeah.
Than sneezing in the middle of the mall. So I'm a little bit nervous about that.
You mess around, got to rock a hazmat suit. Like, you know,
nine brand gotta... hazmats.
Give me a nine brand drop real quick. What?
Bang, bang.
For those that don't know, head over to the nine brand.
Hey,
what?
DIXBrand.co. Might be a thing or two.
All right. We on it. Nine brand numbers collab. Hazmat suits.
What?
I'm feeling it. Okay. This is how it happens. Innovation, people. Innovation. You heard it here first. It happened right there in the moment. Black Americans are receiving COVID vaccinations at a dramatically lower rate than white Americans. Mm. We're reporting the news, but I think we all feel like that's not news.
Nah.
Eh? Yeah. Black Americans are receiving COVID vaccinations at a lower rate, according to new Kaiser Health news analysis. About 3% of Americans have received at least one dose of coronavirus vaccine so far. But in 16 states that release data by race, white residents are being vaccinated at significantly higher rates than black residents, according to the analysis. In many cases, 2 to 3 times higher. In the most dramatic case, 1.2% of white Pennsylvanians had been vaccinated as of January 14th, compared to 0.3% of black Pennsylvanians. Jeez. The vast majority of the initial round of vaccines has gone to healthcare workers and staffers on the front lines of the pandemic, a workforce that is typically racially diverse, made up of physicians, hospital cafeteria workers, nurses, and janitorial staffers. If the rollout were reaching people of all races equally, the shares of people vaccinated whose race is known should loosely align with the demographics of healthcare workers. But in every state, black Americans were significantly underrepresented among people vaccinated so far. Access issues and mistrust rooted in structural racism appear to be the major factors leaving black healthcare workers behind in the quest to vaccinate the nation. The unbalanced uptake among what might seem like a relatively easy to vaccinate workforce doesn't bode well for the rest of the country's dispersed population. Black, Hispanic, and Native Americans are dying from COVID at nearly 3 times the rate of white Americans, according to a Centers for Disease Control and Prevention analysis. The non-Hispanic, Black, and Asian healthcare workers are more likely to contract COVID and die from it than white workers. Man, I definitely would have assumed these frontline workers, these healthcare workers, you know, regardless of race, at least in this situation, you know, they're right there in the hospitals, in the urgent cares. You would think you would just want your entire team vaccinated because they're out here on the front lines working. But still, racism is playing out at that level, you know, in this instance, just crazy, man.
Well, because we all know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Medical journals pre-1960, 70.
True.
The blacks handle pain better. Duh.
Facts. We're immune to it all.
Duh.
Yeah. Doing yo.
Eureka.
You right.
So,
you right.
Yeah. We can... It's amazing how much of that actually permeates, mm-hmm. you know, through and through. As much as we talk progression and so on, like,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot that is deeply rooted to the point that it's not even a upfront thought. It's more of just a response without thinking.
Exactly. Yeah.
And
yeah.
We don't think about it. They don't think about it. Let's not say we.
Yo, facts. Yeah. Yeah. We just take it as a constant. You know, we don't, you're right. We don't think about it. Just, this is our existence. And they for sure do not think about it. They don't think about us.
There was the Tupac drop, I wish I could. They don't give a bad. That would have worked perfect right there.
That'd have been that one, MJ. Mm. You know, there's a couple of different drops you could have put in there.
Yes.
Yeah. Y'all listening, y'all know what we're talking about.
Hey. Well, the U.S. Capitol Police named Assistant Chief Yegunda Pittman as acting chief. NBC News Washington reported, this comes in the aftermath of U.S. Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sun announcing his resignation on Thursday, January 7th, following President Donald Trump supporters' attack on the Capitol. Pittman, who joined the department in 2001, is one of the first black women supervisors to earn the rank of captain. While serving as captain, she was assigned to the Capitol Division as the executive officer. According to WBAL-TV, Pittman is an alumna of Morgan State University, where she earned a Bachelor's of Science degree in psychology. This appointment is notable for our nation and our university, as she will be the first woman and first African American to hold the post of leading the USCP, a statement from the HBCU said. The statement continued, I implore Morgan graduates and members of the Morgan family around the world to join me in a full show of support. Together, we celebrate this recognition of leadership and congratulate one of our own, Acting Chief Yegunda D. Pittman, on her achievement. She is undeniably Morgan made.
Tough. That's tough.
Yes. Go you.
Old boy resigned. He resigned, huh?
Yeah, they had to get up out of there. Yeah. Like, I'm going to head out. And right quick, I'm going to make a little quick PSA. For everybody jumping ship in this last 2 weeks and trying to, like, all of a sudden this moral compass that strikes north, Stop it. Just let's be truly real. And I heard his approval rating, that guy, we know who I'm talking about, is at 29%. Mm-hmm. That means one in three people still say, even with all that's happening,
right,
we like it.
It's still their guy.
We likey.
Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable.
Today is a day. It is Monday.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a special Monday. It's an observed Monday.
Yes, it is.
This Monday, we observe the late, the great Dr.
Let's do it.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Hello. Hello.
I want to lead in by saying the one thing that I'll high five the pandemic doing was eliminating MLK Day parties.
Facts. Facts, B.
Solely based, I'm for the celebration. But the fact that the flyers for your local club.
Oh, my gosh.
Are not being put out because we are tired of you guys photoshopping the man, the great,
as a host, as a token, representation.
Martin never had a part.
Bruh, he never had a part. I ain't never seen him in the Hawaiian shirt with his hands looking like that.
With palms
like, y'all
up.
Was out here tripping.
Yes.
They be putting them in hoodies.
Grills.
Fitteds. Grills. Putting chains. Cuban links on them. It's like, what is your... Y'all have to chill out. This is not the celebration that he would have wanted.
No.
Trust. This ain't it.
And
he was trying to move us towards economic freedom. Y'all out here... putting him on party flyers and posters, like
with bikini clad maids in the background. Like, again, we love the celebration, right? We're gonna celebrate the birth of this man, and continue to push forward with the sacrifice that he made, the ultimate sacrifice. And we also want to make sure to highlight for our brethren who are not of the melanated hue. You know, he was peaceful, still murdered. So when we get to talking using him as the prime example of what peaceful whatever will accomplish. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Y'all killed him. Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah.
We are the offspring of that era.
As a part of the celebration today, we have a MLK mix that's going to play at 10 a.m. today and again at 6 p.m. today. Hey. So depending on where you're catching, run up the numbers, you know, you'd be right on time to catch the mix right after that. And then we're also going to be featuring some coverage from the MLK celebration that normally takes place at Highland Church. We're going to start that today at 12 noon, too. So that should be running from 12 to 2. It may run a little bit longer. We might let it run a little bit longer. I don't know.
Hey.
But definitely tune in for that. So make sure you're checking in with us every Monday at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 8 p.m. as you sit down and run up the numbers.
Run up the numbers.
Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron needs to resign.
Hosted by Cam Jones and DJ Ambush.
Brett Hankinson needs to be charged with Breonna Taylor's death.
Special thanks to our researchers and writers, Claudia Claudio, Sham Shawan, Hannah, Alicia, and Joseph Watson.
Miles Cosgrove needs to be charged with Breonna Taylor's death.
Music by C's.
Jonathan Mattingly needs to be charged with Breonna Taylor's death. It's that simple. That's...